Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Yes, it is Friday. Yes, 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 yes. It's about as close as we're going to get to Friday because Overnight America tonight till midnight. Got a couple of replay hours after that. And, oh, you got some good replay hours. So we can take some of your calls this hour at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And this may be a first for Rich in South Bend. This may be the longest he's waited to get on the show, and it may be the first time he's been on after Rebecca Black. Welcome on, Rich. How are you?
Okay, a couple things, Ryan. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people whose hair is on fire over this $2 trillion and maybe a few trillion more. Well, money is relative.
It cost
about $350 billion to $450 billion in 1940s money to win World War II. What do you think it would have cost in 2020 money?
Oh, I don't know.
It's relative.
Yeah. Well, you include inflation, sure. So, how does this relate to the coronavirus?
Well, the Navy earlier today relieved the captain of the Teddy Roosevelt, and the Navy lost a good officer. The only thing on the captain's mind was the safety of his crew. Mm-hmm. That shows an outstanding officer. The Navy lost an outstanding captain and a future outstanding admiral.
Right. So these are two different comments. They're not related to each other. Yeah. Well, let's go back to the money thing. So when you see people talking about $2 trillion, we shouldn't be spending the $2 trillion. Did you hear that one clip I played? You probably did, because that's about the time you called in when it came to the talks about the economy. And let's put this into perspective. We don't want to lose about $10 or $11 trillion into the economy during this time. So that's why we're pumping in $2 trillion.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it makes sense.
It does. I mean, when I say money is relative, okay, when you were a kid and your dad would have handed you a $10 bill, that was a ton of money to you.
Oh, man.
Today,
yeah. I felt like I could have bought anything in the world with a $20 bill when I was a kid.
And today, a $20 bill ain't nothing.
I know, you can't get anything done for 20 anymore. Ain't that the truth? That changes things. I used to walk into some of these baseball card shops or whatever, and if I had $20, I'd walk out with what I felt like was a year's worth of baseball cards. It was awesome. You know, you'd go through, and that would last me for 2 weeks having fun just looking at those things. Today, $20, you can't even fill up half your gas tank for $20 before. Well, I guess now you can. But, you know, $20, you can't even get takeout from a restaurant, it seems like.
No, I mean, a 16-inch pizza is going to run you $20-25 for a good one.
Yeah, where are you getting your pizza from up there?
One of Luigi's on Mishawaka Avenue in River Park.
Yeah.
Outstanding pizza.
Oh, that's good. I haven't had a good pizza in a long time. I'm about due for one, I guess. So how's the security game working for you during the virus? I guess you're still employed. That's good.
Well, yeah. The governor has ordered schools in Indiana to be closed until the start of next year's school year or even kicking it back.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been trying to do the e-learning, and that's been having some problems, you know, the methods that they've been using. Some people talk about these work meetings. They use that program called Zoom and how easy it is for the information not only to be hacked, but people get into these, and they've been doing some pretty profane things. But, yeah, it's not a good start to the working from home.
No. And this morning, Ford announced car sales are down by 12.5%.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to buy a car when you're afraid to go and leave, and yeah, that makes it a little bit difficult. Yeah, that's not good. A lot of tough times all the way around for many industries.
Well, all churches in Indiana are closed. Mm-hmm. And it really doesn't matter what the governor has said. Catholic churches will remain closed by order of every bishop in the state.
Yeah, I guess that's their call, too. And they were one of the first ones to close things down. I mean, they were pretty quick to it. Yeah. Just a tough time, weird time all the way around. Well, Rich, have a good weekend. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. I wanted to play this clip one more time. So this is Javita Carranza, and I think she's with the... I forgot what organization she's with. Maybe like the Small Business Association or something like that. And Steve Mnuchin, of course, talking about the economy and how these loans play in. I didn't play the full clip before, but I think it's worth it.
We're concerned about all businesses. And as the secretary indicated, we're looking at employees being ready, not lost in this process. We want businesses to stay intact because they represent half the GDP. So if we spend $1 trillion to support $10 trillion or $11 trillion, I think that's a significant investment, and that's what we're focused on.
Is there a certain segment that you think is particularly vulnerable?
Hang on. I just want to make one comment for explanation because I want to make sure everybody out there understands this. If you're an independent contractor, if you're a sole proprietor, you're eligible for this as well. Now, that program won't be up and running until next week. But again, this is a very broad definition of small business. So if you're an independent plumber, if you're an independent contractor, you're covered under this program. Slightly more complicated, you have to come into your bank and give them more information. But starting next week, that part of the program will be up and running.
All right. So this is awesome. You know, very good way to phrase this. So we're talking about a big chunk of the economy that could be lost if we don't do anything. So spending $1 trillion in order to offer loans to small businesses could save $11 trillion, could save in the long run all this unemployment, could save people's jobs. This is a good thing. So a few things I didn't really realize about this program. The way that the loan process works, the way that they have a special process for independent contractors. So if you're self-employed or you're doing certain things, they also means you could apply for this. The credit on the back end, the employee retention credit. So if you're a company and you're retaining your employees, not letting them go during this time, at the end of the year when you file your taxes, you'll be able to get a credit for each employee that you saved. I mean, what do they say, $5,000 per person? That's huge. And you could even get a refund at the end of the year because of this. So they're giving every incentive they can in order to keep businesses afloat. And of course, if you're a business owner, you want to keep your business going. So these are all great, great signs. And, you know, it's worth the money. They have to do it. You can't do anything else. You can't just allow that much of the economy to just disappear because you offered no aid. That would be a huge mistake. 314-436-7900 is the number. 800-925-1120. Now, we didn't have time to play our patriotic song before we went to the break in the last hour. This time, we're going to do something a little bit different. Since it's a Thursday night into Friday, we're going to do something a little bit more fun. There was a great Robin Williams bit about the American flag. We're going to play that coming up in about 15 minutes from now on Overnight America, KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
And Overnight America continues, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and really participating in the show. Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. Oh, man, I'd love for you to go on there and like the page, share the page, say something nice about the page, whatever it is. You know, it's an easy way to communicate. I try to post things that I think are funny, are relevant. People have been posting. It's a nice little community we're building there, slowly but surely. Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. Give it a try. Let's go to Terry, who's calling in from Kansas. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment, and I have a question. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I used to listen to Sally Jesse Raphael, and I thought she was one of the greatest talk show hosts I'd ever heard. And I haven't heard anyone that I thought was as good as her until you came along. I think you have the same, you're courteous the way she was. I didn't always agree with her, and I don't always agree with you. But I like your insight, and I like the things you talk about. You're willing to talk about things that no one else will, and she was the same way.
Oh, wow. This is great. I'm going to have to find a way to get her comments on that. I'm going to send it to Sally Jesse Raphael to get a reaction to it. That's maybe the only time I've ever been compared to her. So thank you for that. That's a great compliment.
Oh, you're welcome. I just enjoy your show so much like I did hers. My question is, have they said anything about how this virus passes through the handling of money?
You know, they mentioned there was some issues with it. So the virus is pretty strong in the sense that it can live airborne, they believe, but they've been able to track it on cardboard and different surfaces for a matter of like many hours. So that's the main concern. People are worried that they bring in food from the grocery store, the mail that's being delivered to them on a daily basis, or any packages that are coming in. The thing could live on it. So they're saying that you're supposed to disinfect everything you bring back on. Money included, they're saying that it could live on. So this is the way the virus works. So in general, the virus needs a host. So without a host, it's going to die eventually. But it just lives, and it just waits for a host, and it just, for whatever reason, festers there for so long, longer than they thought it would. So money could be one of those places it stays on. Yes, that's what I've heard.
So would it be kind of crazy when you get your money? See, I'm on Social Security. I'm 67, mm-hmm. and I have heart problems. I've had heart surgery. I've had carotid artery surgery. I have diabetes. I have COPD, and I have liver and kidney problems.
Ugh, so boy. Wow.
My son calls me Humpty Dumpty.
Well, you're high risk times five. Man.
Yes, and my cardiologist called me from Kansas Medical Center today telling me I need to start wearing gloves and masks when I go out.
Yeah. Are you going out?
I only go to the store.
Yeah. What are you doing carrying physical cash? Don't you use maybe like credit card or debit card or anything like that?
Well, I use my debit card most of the time, but every once in a while I do have I lend my money out to people a lot. I like to help people. Mm-hmm. And then I lend them money, and then they pay me back. And that's how I get most of my money, my cash. And would it make sense? I've got disinfectant spray that they gave me from KU Med. Can you spray that on there and take care of it?
I'm sure it would. But, I mean, you're better off using gloves if that, I mean, if you're really concerned about it and you're a high risk, you're better off just handling any type of money or things like that with gloves. I mean, that would probably be the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That way you don't have to worry. And then again, that's one less thing you have to worry. You have all those other medical issues that you have to be bothered by. This is one less thing you need to worry about.
Yeah, I just, I'm worried about going out. I don't own a car. My daughter takes me everywhere. And without her, I'd be up a creek. I mean, she's just been fantastic to me. But I just wanted to call and let you know how I feel about your show. I think it's great. I'd rather listen to talk radio than music. I like music, but I love talk radio.
Mm-hmm. And, wonderful.
And KMOX, when they hired you, they had a good find.
Stop it!
Terry, thank you for all of those compliments. I love them. Have a great night. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, he's great. As you can tell, Terry likes to handle physical money. He got my $20 I sent him because you can't get anything for less than $20 anymore. Right in the mail, he must have just got it because he called in tonight to share his praise of me as a radio show host. Never once have I been compared to Sally Jesse Raphael. One person called me Larry King once, and I found that as a great honor. Sally Jesse Raphael, of course, has St. Louis ties with her broadcasting from here. Really cool. Terry, thank you. That was a great compliment. What we've been doing is playing some patriotic songs on the show. It's just a reminder that as Americans, we're strong. We can bond around things like this. We can defeat the common enemy, and this is an enemy of ours. This virus has really put a doozy on just about everything we're used to doing in our everyday lives. And we are strong. We are going to get through this together. We are Americans, and we... Sometimes it's not that we forget, but sometimes we need to be reminded that we have a lot more in common than we do uncommon. That's not a right word, but you know what I mean. And we've been playing these patriotic songs every night just to show our support that we are going to get through this together. And tonight, this is less of a patriotic song. This is actually something that was more fun and funny. It was a stand-up bit, a part of a special that Robin Williams did as he portrayed the American flag. And I thought this would be a great way to get into the weekend. So how about we do that? And we could take some more of your calls coming up too on Overnight America KMOX.
I'm the one that they're singing about. Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. Still flag humor. You probably don't recognize me. You say, who is that, Evel Knievel? No way. Yeah, you see, you can't recognize me because...
I'm in my birthday suit, yes.
I'm wearing the original 13 here. Yeah, I remember Miss Betsy sitting there going,
oh, this could be the start of something big. Whoa.
Oh, Tom, don't be a pain.
Yes. I was born June 14th, 1777. That makes me a Gemini. That means I'm kind of unpredictable, crazy. Yes, I like the outdoors, and I'm the life of any party, whether it be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, anything libertarian, I'll be there. You know, I'm 204 years old. People say, Flag, how do you stay so young? Is it jogging? No. Is it tennis? No. It's waving. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we're talking about billowing, furling, and unfurling. Richard Simmons, eat your heart out. Yeah, but it hasn't always been easy for me, though. I had a tough puberty. Yeah, war, famine, invasion, and 1861, well, I had a little skin problem that broke out into 34 stars. But now, well,
a little patience, and look what we got now. Look at this. Hold on here. Ha ha! Ha ha! All 50! Everybody's on here. Look at this. Alaska. Yeah, we got your Tennessee. How are ye doing today? Here's Vermont. You can't get there from here. Oh, and there's California.
For sure, totally.
Like I said before, you know, I had a tough time for a while. I've been in a lot of wars. They fired missiles and muskets at me, but you know, come the dawn's early light, I'm still there. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I've been made into everything from designer jeans to t-shirts, and I've even been a cape for Mick Jagger. Well, all right! The Rockets Red Glare, well, all right! But people haven't always been respectful to me. Sometimes it's been tough. There have been some people try and spit on me, trample me, burn me. Foreigners and occasionally some Americans too, but I don't let it get me down because I'm not a stay-at-home kind of flag. You know, I've been to Europe. I've been to both North and South Pole. I was at Iwo Jima. Recently, I've even been to the moon. Everything. You see me in all sorts of different postures. When I'm like this, that means everything is okay. When I'm upside down, well, put on your Mae West and hit the deck. But when I'm like this, well, that's not my favorite position because, well, that's half-mast. I don't mean to bum you out. I didn't come here to depress you. But I got to tell you something honestly. I haven't been getting out much lately. I guess it's not very chic to put up the flag anymore, you know? Muffin and I have a flag, but we haven't found it for very long. Hey, but look at it this way. Don't look at it as saluting me. Look at it as saluting yourselves. You know, hey, I'm just a flag, a symbol. You're the people. If I may say so from here, long may you wave.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. michaelsflooringoutlet.com on KMOX.
Hey, Overnight America, here we are. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. And I got to say, what a compliment to be compared to Sally Jesse Raphael. You know, that was before my time. I never really listened to her when she was doing a radio show or even a television talk show. You know, when I was that age, it was G.I. Joes and Power Rangers and stuff like that, you know. Or I would watch hockey games, sports, stuff like that. But I never was into talk shows. My parents would listen to talk radio. My grandma would listen to talk radio. I missed out on those days. I really did. The Dr. Lauras of the world, the Sally Jesse Raphaels, the Larry Kings of the world. But I got another text message that came in, and this is actually pretty cool. It says, Ryan, I'm going to start calling you Little Bumper. The way you run your show, I think the Big Bumper would have approved. Aw, look at all these compliments. See, we like to push the compliments right to the top of the phone bank.
Stop it.
313-436-7900. You can call or text that line. You know, that text line is just going to be the Overnight America compliment line from here on out. Or 800-925-1120.
Oh, boy.
And Chris is calling in from Illinois. What's going on, Chris?
What do you say there, Mr. Ryan?
Hey, you know, it's a weekend for me, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's great, man. I got home a little bit earlier tonight, and you got a lot of good praise for your show. I never thought of Sally Jesse Raphael, but I just that's high praise. But I don't remember the station. One other station used to play Larry King, you know, a syndicated show on the. You would hear it in St. Louis. I guess it lasted for a few years, you know.
Yeah, he was on that
City,
Mutual
hello.
Radio Network.
Boston, hello. Alpha, New York, hello. Or just weird stuff like that, you know. But
you got it pretty good, yeah.
And just a couple other things. I got a promotional spot I'll close with. Maybe we can use that as a, to promote your show. I got a saying, it's highly complimentary. And last time I called you, I forgot I wanted to compliment you for trying to get the late Robert Hyland in the Radio Hall of Fame. I told Mike, or I guess your call screener, I was surprised. I'm still surprised that the man never made it in. With all what he did for KMOX, it's just unreal. He, you know, that man went above and beyond. Just how he worked tirelessly to promote KMOX through all the years.
Oh yeah, and he is credited really with launching talk as a viable radio format. So he looked at the way the trends were going in the 1950s. Television was starting to become more popular, and some of the radio stars were heading to television. And he said, "This isn't going to last long. We have to do something different." So he did something different. And even though there were talk shows where people would call in and interact with the host, there wasn't really talk formats. So he said, "We're going to make the step." He donated all the records to, I forgot what charity organization in town, it might have been the VA, but he donated all the records so you couldn't turn back. And then on February 29th, 1960, KMOX turned into a talk radio station, and it never looked back. And since then, thousands of radio stations have become talk stations. Television networks did talk. It's amazing. All because of the stand he took back in 1960. That alone is deserving of being in the Radio Hall of Fame, but that doesn't even talk about all of the other accomplishments he had with KMOX. It was one of the most listened to radio stations in the country. It was one of the biggest billing radio stations in the country when it came to advertising. It was one of the largest audiences in the country. He grew so many talented professionals here, and you think of all the big names that he recruited and brought here. It's unbelievable his career is not recognized in the Hall of Fame. So I think it's an easy case, and I think they're going to recognize him, hopefully, sooner than later.
Well, well stated, Ryan. He's a Goliath in the industry, and it's great that you're a part of it. You want to hear my promotional spot? You can record?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. This is Chris from O'Fallon, Illinois, and you're listening to the legendary, the man, the myth, the... Everybody, Ryan Recker on Overnight America.
Stop it.
Thank you, Chris. I love it. Thank you, Chris. Have a good night. Bye. The man, the myth, the everybody. I love that line. That would be a good radio name. I'm the everybody. Ryan, the everybody wrecker. I like that. You know, someone messaged me on Twitter and they said, of course, the big bumper was Jim White. They said I could be the man who bumps into things at night. Instead of the man that, you know, the things that go bump in the night, the man that bumps into things at night. I kind of like that. Let's go to Dave, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, okay. Got you there. Okay. You know, yeah, I wanted to comment, you know, Bob Hyland and them, they really knew talent. And KMOX has kind of just kept going that way. You know, I ended up with Bob Costas and all of them. And, well, one that's still around is Charlie Brennan. You know, I mean, he's really good. And anyway, when you get picked by KMOX, I think that shows right there you got a heck of a lot of talent.
Oh, it does. It's part of it. I absolutely feel the honor it is to be associated with a historic radio station like this. And I'm trying to think of the people that are still around that were working here when Robert Hyland was still the general manager. There's a few producers and some people behind the scenes in the traffic department, the traffic being the ones that traffic all the commercial spots on the air. But really, there's only a few that have been around since then because, you know, he passed away in 92. It's been some time.
Yeah. Listen, I want to make a comment on that coronavirus thing, too. You know, one thing that kind of like is sort of like hit me now. You know, we're actually, our government's actually telling people don't go to work and businesses to close their doors and what they're handing out money to people, you know. This is so weird because when people complain about the amount of that part, think about this. How much money would the government have if people weren't there, they died, and we're not able to work?
Yeah, you know? That's a big part of it. And they're being asked not to work, you know, or at least to distance themselves. So some of these businesses can't open up right now. So that's the hard part. You know, it's government mandated.
Yeah, and that's just it. That's one of the reasons why they have to make up the difference. But I think we should pass the bill to China. In fact, the whole world should. I've always avoided trying to avoid buying Chinese stuff, but man, this you know, they really screwed this up. They were in mid January, even though that people have already been dying since November, at least that we know of. But we know that for sure. But anyway, they were telling the WHO and other organizations and countries that this doesn't transfer from person to person. And over 5 million people left the Wuhan area, traveled throughout the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of...
Think about
all the events they had. You know, they're even saying that there could have been travelers during the Super Bowl this year. You know, people coming in for a worldwide event.
Sure.
That were inadvertently catching or transferring these things. Because think of all the millions of people associated with those festivities. So, yeah, it's a big deal. And all of these things downplayed. Government knows they downplayed it and hid things on purpose. Not good. And the responsibility of China... At some point, we're going to have to ask that question. What is their responsibility in all of this, and how are they going to be able to make up for it? And we got to answer. Yeah. There's got to be an answer to that.
Yeah, these big celebrations, you know, like that, and these big games, you know, like, well, for instance, the Mardi Gras down in Louisiana is a big thing, and people come from all over the world. New York is a big city. It takes people in from all over the world all the time, and they just come over and dispersed everywhere. And they were carrying it. I think that they even knew they were carrying it. To be honest with you, I trust socialist communist governments. You know, I don't trust them at all. And anyway,
good, Dave. Thank you for calling in.
It's all right.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good to hear
from
you.
By the way.
Yeah, you know, we post these podcasts, by the way. If you want to go check them online, KMOX.com/ONA, right on there. You can subscribe to the podcast, listen to the shows. We post them hour by hour. You can skip through to the parts you like. And we've been getting more people listening to the podcast as of late, a little bit of an influx. And I think that has to do with the people that are staying home right now. Either that or it's my wife who's been downloading all my previous episodes because she wants to hear all the references of the times I've mentioned her. Now she finds out I talk about her on the show. She wants to hear every time I bring it up. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Overnight America continues at least for a couple more minutes, and then we have our fine tradition of playing Sleeping with the Radio On. In the replay hours, oh, you're going to have a great couple of replay hours here. For the first one, we'll have Dr. I know I'm going to say his name wrong. I'm sorry. It's Alok, Dr. Alok Trivedi, and we'll talk about your immune system and how to handle stress and talk to kids about the stress. That'll be right off the bat. We'll also talk to Sally Greenberg, who's the executive director of the National Consumer League, talking about some of the misleading claims by these CBD manufacturers and people getting sued left and right for some of these miracle claims and stuff they've been putting out there. Even here in Missouri, we had that one evangelical preacher guy, you know, the televangelist or whatever it was, the baker that goes out there and says, oh, we just buy my cure for this sort of thing. It's you stay away from that stuff. You know, they don't have your best interest in heart. In the second hour between 1 and 2, we'll take some of your calls. We'll replay that. Some clips from the press conference from earlier. Dr. Jeff Guskey is an ER physician. Talk about what it's like on the front lines in the ER. He's in the Dallas area, but he talked about his thoughts on what could help kill the coronavirus in your home. You know, it's interesting. Everyone's sanitizing everything. He says humidity is the answer. So listen to that. And if you don't want to wait, you can always use the radio.com app and rewind, or you can just get the podcast at kmox.com/ONA. One quick thing I wanted to play from a very popular podcast, and I think it's important to post and say these things every once in a while, because Joe Rogan, he is the most listened to podcaster. I'm guessing he gets over 1 million downloads for every single podcast he posts up. Big, big money he gets off of those too. But he's also someone that's endorsed Bernie Sanders, but he's a couple of days ago mentioned on his podcast of how ridiculous the media has been treating Donald Trump. And I thought this was fascinating. I don't even know if he likes Donald Trump. He probably doesn't. He said he's going to endorse Bernie Sanders for president. So I'm going to play at least a part of this podcast back. I bleeped out the swear words, so just a fair warning.
Like algae.
Yeah.
Bacteria killer.
Yeah.
It's for koi ponds.
Yeah, so when they're talking about that one person in Texas that drank the thing that they thought would help give them immunity from the coronavirus, and the media blamed Trump for it.
Yeah. It's poison. They took poison.
Yeah,
they died from taking poison.
They misread or misunderstood or something.
Dude, the media today is kind of spooky with their hatred of Trump is getting in the way of the accuracy of some people's reporting of the news. And that's a perfect example. By resorting to clickbait and saying that they heard it from Trump, that's not what he said. What he's talking about is a different kind of chloroquine. There's more than one different kind of it, right?
Right.
But if they just said, real simply, that these people died, please be careful, there is more than one different kind of chloroquine,
yeah,
and chloroquine hasn't been shown definitively to work yet, and it's not necessarily safe to take. If they said that, that would be great. But instead, they had to say the president told people to take it. But that's not what he said. What he said is that there's hope, and we're hoping that this could be a cure or this could be a treatment. That's what he said. But that's what everybody's saying. Like, if you go and read articles about that, when doctors are talking about potential treatments, there's a bunch of different ones. There's IV vitamin C. There's chloroquine.
Yeah, and we don't have time to play the whole thing, but I just thought that was impressive to hear him say that. He's like, this is unfair. The media is purposely misquoting what the president said and putting the wrong intentions out there, as opposed to doing what they should be doing, which is, hey, people, don't take this stuff. They should be putting that message out so people know it. Good for Joe Rogan. That does it for us on Overnight America. Hey, reach me on Facebook, Ryan Recker Radio. I'm right on there. You can send me messages. Be safe this weekend. Enjoy your weekends. Get walks out. I would love to see that. And enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy the replay hours. We'll see you. Bye.
Beats with the lonely rain. Wishing I could see your face again. Change the dial on the radio. Find something playing kind of bluesy and slow. If things were only like they used to be, we'd be lying in love tonight. I wish you'd call me on the telephone. I don't. It's the only way I can make it to
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.